Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. March 1st, 1803.
Why did I ever leave Ohio?
Ohio entered the United States of America as the 17th state on this day. It's nicknamed the Buckeye State because of the many buckeye trees. The word Ohio is derived from the Iroquois Indian word meaning Great River. On March 1st, 1867,
on a dark flat land she rides, on a cold Nebraska night.
Nebraska, the Cornhusker state, entered the United States of America as the 37th state. Nebraska means flat water in Oto Indian speak. March 1st, 1873. E. Remington and Sons of Ilion, New York, began the manufacturing of the first practical typewriter. The strong-as-steel, heavy black clunkers became instant fixtures in offices across the country. It would be another half century before electric typewriters made their appearance. On March 1st, 1912,
parachute bomber, land on me tonight.
Captain Albert Berry of the Jefferson Barracks in St. Louis, Missouri, made the first parachute jump from a moving airplane. He jumped from an altitude of 1,500 feet at a speed of 50 miles per hour. March 1st, 1928.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra recorded Old Man River for Victor Records. The featured vocalist on the track was 29-year-old Paul Robeson. The song became an American classic. On March 1st, 1941. FM radio began in the U.S. when station W47NV in Nashville started operations. W47NV was the first commercial FM radio station to receive a license, some 20 years after its AM radio counterpart KDKA in Pittsburgh. March 1st, 1968. Elton John's first record, I've Been Loving You, was released by Philips Records in England. Philips, not realizing the potential of the soon-to-be superstar, released him in 1969, just prior to his teaming with lyricist Bernie Taupin. Elton then signed a contract with Uni Records and began to turn out what would become a string of more than 50 hits over the next 25 years. March 1st, 1985.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody.
A Beatles song was used for the first time in a U.S. TV commercial. The rights for Lincoln Mercury to use the song Help cost $100,000. On March 1st, 1996.
I'm everything I am because you loved me.
Up Close and Personal opened in U.S. theaters. The romantic drama starred Robert Redford, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Stockard Channing. A song from the flick, Because You Love Me, was nominated for Best Music and Best Song at the 1997 Academy Awards. Celebrating birthdays today, Roger Daltrey was born in 1944. And actor and Oscar award-winning director Ron Howard was born in 1954. The number one record on this date in 1986 was... by Mr. Mister. And that's Rewind for March 1st, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.